You're listening to a Chicago Sports Nation production, enhancing your Chicago sports fan experience.
Well, come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Well, come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Back to the same old place, sweet home.
Alrighty. Chicago. This is Josh Lyles with Bears Nation Podcast. This will be our last episode until the start of the season. Because of this, I've decided to do a special episode in the sense I interviewed two Bears fans to share their fandom. These guys are both part of Chicago Sports Nation and both love what they do. Let's hear why they love it. Our first interview today will be David Miller. He is a blogger on Bears Nation. Probably seen some of his stuff. He did the offensive line overview, and he has done some other things. He did the quarterback overview as well. So he is very active on Bears Nation and posting articles. And so we wanted to kind of highlight him and why he's a Bears fan and just kind of get to know him as a fan and where it all came from. So the first question I asked him was where did your fandom come from? So let's hear what he had to say.
All right, so I'm 15. I'm not that old. And I've been exposed to football my whole life. My dad's always been a big Bears fan. He has cousins that live out in Chicago that would come to his house when he was little and would bring him helmets and jerseys and cards and all that good stuff. So I was kind of forced into being a Bears fan. And I remember when I was little, I didn't really understand football. I was like 4 or 5, and I had a bunch of G.I. Joes. And he set them up, and he would teach me positions. He would teach me how football worked. So I've known the game since I was like 3 or 4. And then as I got older, I started getting into more statistical stuff, players, teams and things like that. And like I said, my dad was a big Bears fan. So he would take me to we had a card shop that just closed down a couple years ago. We would go to twice, 3 times a week. And I would always get signed cards. He would have different autographs. They only would be like $3 or $4. So I have a ton of them. Specifically, for example, one Christmas, my dad bought me this Gale Sayers autograph card that was like $200. And I remember we went to the store and he had it on display and I wanted to look at it. And I was asking my dad if he would buy it for me because I had no idea at that point. And the guy was saying like, oh, no, someone already bought it. And I remember seeing the guy wink at my dad and I was so confused and then opened it up on Christmas morning. But anyways, being from Western Maryland, it's kind of weird being a Bears fan because everyone here is Ravens fans, Eagles fans, Steelers fans. There's even a Cowboys fan that I'm good friends with that I butt heads with a good bit about Howard and Elliott mainly. Yeah, I've just kind of was born into it, grew into it. I got jerseys everywhere, helmets, cards, anything you can imagine, I got it. And like you said, getting different stuff from family members and friends, family friends, different things.
Another interview I did was with Ron Luce. He's our blogger for Blackhawks Nation, and he's also doing a fantasy football podcast called Fire Away Fantasy Podcast. He is a blogger for Blackhawks Nation, but he is a football fanatic from the beginning. And so he kind of talks about his fandom too. So let's hear what he had to say about how he got started as a Bears fan.
So I am a Bears fan. I was born and raised in Chicago, a little suburb right outside of the city called Oaklawn. Pretty much ever since I was a kid. When I was a young kid, I wasn't a big sports fan, actually. I was much more into animals and different things. And then roughly probably about third grade, so I was probably about 8 years old, I really started falling in love with football. It was kind of my first love. Even though I write for Chicago Blackhawks Nation, my first love was football. I played football in college at a small school on the south side of Chicago. So I've always, that's all I've ever known, the Chicago Bears. You know, those great defenses of Brian Urlacher and Lance Briggs and Peanut Tillman and the way back days of Mike Brown when he was there at safety and Chris Harris. And I mean, the list goes on. And I fell in love with the team, the blue and the orange, rooting for your city. I mean, it's really hard to go anywhere else with the love for football and Chicago Bears football, especially. So I got into it early. It's always been my love. You know, ever since, I mean, the days when they were garbage back in 2003 and 2004, and, you know, the reopening of Soldier Field, and then, you know, 2005, and obviously the medical run in 2006, when they came up just short. But, no, I love the Bears. I'll forever be a Bears fan. Even if there's days it doesn't seem like it, because I kind of over criticize the game after you play it for so long. But, no, I love the Bears. Forever root for my hometown team, and the only thing I know is the blue and orange.
Is there like a specific story that you remember growing up that like this was your Bears moment? Like I go back to this moment every time.
That's a really good question. I'd probably say the biggest moment, I guess, that forever lives in my brain. Was that 2006 national or the NFC championship game when they beat New Orleans to go to the Super Bowl. I remember being, I was what, 11 years old, 12 years old maybe, and just running around my house. I think I'd just gotten a Devin Hester jersey that year because it was a rookie year. I'd gotten in the middle of the year. I had it on. I was waving it around like a rally towel, yelling, "We're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to the Super Bowl." So I think that kind of – I still remember that catch that Berrien made in that game. Don't ask me why it was Berrien's catch, but, the streak down the sideline to pretty much ice the game and put it away and send them to the Super Bowl. I think that specific play and that specific game is kind of the one I always gravitate back to of like, this was the height of my Bears excitement. And, you know, the day that returns when they're getting there again is going to be unreal. I don't know what I'm going to do, especially yeah. Now that I'm older and I've seen, the Hawks do it, and I've, now seen the Cubs do it, and, was alive when the Sox did it. And, the Bears are the only team that haven't won a Super Bowl since I've been alive in Chicago, since I've been alive. So when they win it, it's just going to be a citywide party.
Yeah. It'll be one heck of a parade.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be the Hawks parade tenfold.
Why football? Why do you feel like football is so important to people? Why does everybody love it so much? And why do you love it so much?
I think football as a game is bigger than itself to people. And the reason I say that is life lessons that you can learn out of football. When I started playing the game, because I just, the physicality of it drew me in, and, watching the high paced action and these, 6'3", 250-pound brutes running at each other. That originally got my attention. And then the strategic side of the game drew me in. But then once I got in a locker room in high school and I started playing organized football, I think that's where it really kind of hit me and made people kind of, I can see why people now gravitate so heavily to it, because, just because it's a game, it's the idea of brotherhood. It's the idea of camaraderie. It's the idea of having somebody's back and just consistently, no matter how much you may dislike the guy on the other side of the field, it's about respect. It's about, appreciating someone else's talents, even if you don't like them. It's, pride for your city. And, it's, I think it goes back to the gladiator days where, people were drawn to the danger and the excitement of that danger. And I think there's a lot of that to football as well. But, beyond the physicality and that part that draws people in, I think it's the life lessons and the moral lessons that the game teaches people, that I know lives on with me forever. Some of my best friends are guys that I lined up with in high school and in college. Two of my best friends, we were the center, right guard, and right tackle starting on our high school football team for 4 years. And then college, we all got to play together again. So, Yeah, I think it's all of those things cumulated into one entity that everybody can kind of draw back to, and that's the game of football.
All right. So the whole point of the Chicago Sports Nation is to give you the most up-to-date information on the Chicago Bears, the Blackhawks, the Bulls, the Cubs, the White Sox, and the Fire. And not just by anybody, but by fans, by people who can relate to what you're feeling in that moment. So if you're frustrated, the person posting is going to be frustrated. It's not just a general post. Like, you're going to see the personality of the people who are posting behind Bears Nation or Blackhawks Nation or White Sox Nation. And the opportunity is open to you as well if you want to be a part of the team and just share. That's what it's all about. It's just sharing. And it's all up to date, and it's all stuff that's really coming out. And so I asked these guys why they wanted to be a part of Chicago Sports Nation. So let's find out what they had to say.
Honestly, my dad once again got me into it. I saw he saw the ad on Twitter and was like, oh, this is really cool. You should go do it. You'd fight with your friends all the time with Bears stuff. Why not put that into something useful? And, you know, I'd seen different stuff. Like I said, I'm 15, still in high school. I'm still looking for a career. And I've considered going into maybe analytics or sports writing or commentating or something to do with sports. And I figured this would be something cool, kind of get me introduced to that kind of stuff, put me in a position where if I like this, maybe I can make a career out of it. Maybe I can do something with it. And if not, it's just a fun time waster.
Yeah.
Gets me to, like, we're doing the whole positional thing right now. I'm learning about players I've never heard of because they just got signed to the team, undrafted free agents, different guys, journeymen, linemen. Learned a lot more about Trubisky through this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just, I just thought it looked fun. It's been a good learning experience so far.
So I've talked to a few of, like, upper guys that are actually in the business, and that's been their biggest thing. Like, hey, by the way, like, if this is something you really want to do and you want to get into it, it's experience. Like,
right.
You've got to be able to sell yourself to a company later on. So, and a lot of them require like 2 or 3 years of experience. So if you're already 2 or 3 years of experience before you even graduate, you're doing pretty good. And I can't believe you're 15. I'm reading some of your stuff. Yeah. Like, oh, wow, I wish I could be like him one day. So it's pretty cool that you're 15 and writing some legit stuff. But the main reason you're with Chicago Sports Nation is just because it's fun and you're passionate about the team.
Exactly, 100%.
Gotcha, cool.
I think what originally caught my eye was, partially the opportunity. I had been wanting to get into the kind of the blogging world for some time now. And, I'd actually applied to a few places and hadn't really heard back. And, I heard back from, Chicago Sports Nation, and I took, hit the ground running, and, gave me a chance to talk about, the Blackhawks and my writing. And then once I got into the Slack forum with, yourself and Tony and Caleb and Ricky and, and what keeps me is the culture and just, the great people that you can just talk sports with. You know, all of us are fans, all of us love the teams we talk about and write about. You know, without a great culture and, it wouldn't be the same, but there's, everybody loves what they do and everybody loves the teams and everybody loves to talk about them. And, it's not about the money. It's about the love for it and the passion for it. And, being able to do this is pretty cool. It's not about the money. It's just about fulfilling that passion for the game and the love of sports.
You said you were trying to get into it. So you applied a couple other places. Why, What's your ultimate goal with it, do you think? I mean, obviously, ultimate goal is we all get make it on TV and we're talking Bears football on ESPN.
For sure.
But what's your mindset? What are you thinking realistically?
Realistically, I think it's something that even if I can do as a hobby,
cool.
On the side is something fun. My career is as an accountant. But, I've always loved sports. I've always wanted to work in sports. So if the opportunity ever did present itself, even if it was, more of a just even a local writing opportunity or something of that nature, I think it would definitely at least make me think about a career change because, you know, it's the ultimate case. I mean, I enjoy what I do now as a career, but I mean, to be able to take a hobby and turn that into a career, I mean, everybody's dream is to do something you love for work because then it's not work. So,
yeah.
I think realistically, you know, if it's a hobby, I'm okay with that. And, you know, if there's ever an opportunity to go somewhere with it, I think it would definitely be worth considering.
Yeah. So my immediate thought is Aaron Lemming. I'm sure you've seen him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he does IT, and then he also does the Bear stuff. I mean, that's my immediate thought. It's like, that'd be so cool just to be able to do what I do on the side, but also have this following.
So the last question I asked Ron and David was, where do they think the Bears are going this season? So being a fan, you obviously always are a little optimistic, but these guys, they really shared some realistic viewpoints on where the Bears could head this season. So let's find out what they had to say.
Yeah, the neutral consensus, or the consensus of Bears fans right now, is playoff bound this year. But I think that's a bit of a stretch. You're bringing in a new offensive coaching staff, and you're bringing in all these new players from all these different places. You got the rookies coming in. You got Allen Robinson from Jacksonville. You got Aaron Lynch from San Francisco. You got Taylor Gabriel from Atlanta. You got all these people coming in. It's their first year on the team. And I'm not saying these new additions aren't great. They're fantastic. They were exactly what we needed. But the chemistry, I just think, and the whole learning a new playbook and all these different things coming in right away, I don't know if it's going to blend together well enough to be playoff bound, especially in a competitive NFC. And, well, NFC North, let alone NFC, because you have the Packers and the Vikings both competing for playoffs this year in our division alone. And then you have teams out there like the Rams who just keep getting better and better. The Falcons are going to be on the comeback. The Eagles, once again. The Seahawks are teetering. I mean, they're a playoff team, or they could be a playoff team. It all depends on how the defense holds up without Sherman. And I just think with the competition and the whole process of learning a new offense and adding in new players to learn the defense, I don't know if it's playoff bound, but I definitely think we're going to improve tremendously from last season. I'm thinking a solid somewhere between 7-9 and 10-6. That's where I'm thinking the Bears are headed this year.
Yeah, so I had them. If you got a chance to catch the podcast, it was the bold predictions and game predictions, or whatever. Anyways, I had them at 8 wins. So we'll see, man.
I'm all for them making the playoffs. That would be tremendous. I haven't seen it in 5 years at least. So, I mean, I'd be all for it if they made the playoffs. But I don't know if I see it happening this year. Next year. Now, that's another story, but this year, not.
And I think you nailed it. It's more of a, it's not a lack of skill. Like, I think the Bears are going to be good. I think they're going to be competitive, but that schedule, dude. I just don't see them winning a lot of those games. Like,
yeah.
Like you mentioned. I think, go ahead.
When you had the Eagles' dream team that was assembled a couple of years ago, everyone thought that was going to be the best team in the league, and then it ended up completely flopping because the players they weren't the right fit. Play with each other. The chemistry wasn't there. They were all learning the new offenses, the new defenses, and I kind of think that's how we're going to be this year, but not to the same effect. Like, we don't have the same hype behind us, but I don't think it's going to be near as good as what people think.
The Bears are going, I think they're going far this year. I'm really excited. I think this is the most excited I've been about a Bears team probably since the Super Bowl run, at least going into a season. You know, they're bringing back pretty much every key piece on what was a top 10 defense last year. And Vic is back as D coordinator, and they're keeping together that unit that was successful. And then they've totally turned it around on offense. Matt Nagy is a great offensive mind. I mean, you saw how dynamic that Kansas City offense was the last two or three seasons with him on the staff. And, you know, Mitchell Trubisky has said it himself that he was built for this offense. I'm unbelievably excited. He's got, you know, Allen Robinson on the flank, and, you know, if Kevin White can be at least a decent role player on the other outside that'll be in good shape. And then you got two great slot receivers in Taylor Gabriel and second round draft pick Anthony Miller. And then, you know, you add onto that with what they already have in the backfield and Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. And now they bring in Trey Burton to play tight end. And they still have Adam Shaheen, who they call Baby Gronk. And there's never been a Bears offense with this many weapons.
I could tell you I'm excited.
So I'm beyond excited. They're going to be fun to watch. And even if they go through some growing pains early and maybe it is a 9-7 year and they just missed the playoffs, they're going to be trending in the right direction. And it's going to be a bright future in Chicago.
So for this next segment, I decided to have a little fun with the guys and just figure out who their favorite player is on the team right now on the current roster. And it's actually kind of fun just to hear their opinion. So here we go.
All right, so let's talk some Bears football really quick. Who's your favorite player? We'll start there.
Ooh, damn, that's a tough one. See, for the past couple years, I've been a big Kyle Long guy. I don't play anymore, but when I played football, I played offensive line. So Kyle Long was always a player I really liked. But recently, the Trubisky, like Lynn Sanity, true sanity, if you want to call it that, it's really just swayed me. So I'd have to say either Trubisky or Kyle Long, definitely.
Other than the fact that you related to Kyle Long on a positional level, is there a reason why you liked Kyle Long? Like his personality, the way he plays?
Oh, yeah. I love big personalities in sports. And Kyle Long, with the different things he does on Twitter and the different promotional stuff he does, I just think he's a cool guy.
Yeah. Cool. And Trubisky, why him? Just because of just how he is the focal point of the team now? Or?
Well, I mean, he's the quarterback. Gotta love the quarterback.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm a North Carolina Tar Heels fan for basketball. I'm not real big into college football, specifically with the team. So when I saw a kid coming out of North Carolina, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. It's kind of got a relationship. It's the same reason I used to like Julius Peppers. But I went back after he was drafted. I watched a ton of film on him. I watched his games, watched interviews, and I just got engulfed in his him as a player and as a person, and it just made me like Mitchell Trubisky.
Allen Robinson. That might be the easiest question you've asked me all day. I knew a little bit about him coming out of college, not a terrible amount when he came out of Penn State, but you know, I've always had a bias toward the Jacksonville Jaguars, rooted for them since the Fred Taylor days and the Maurice Jones-Drew days. And so I've always had a little bias for them, and I kind of kept tabs on them. And I remember reading a lot about him prior to his breakout year when he had the 14 touchdowns and the 1,400 yards, which he also helped me go win both of my fantasy leagues that year. So thank you, Alan. But no, he was just, I started watching him and I like the big receivers. You know, one of my all time favorite players was Musa Muhammad. So, you know, I've always had this bias toward receivers, and I think because partially I always wanted to be a receiver and I was never fast enough and I was always an offensive lineman, but, Allen just, I grew kind of fond of his game and the way he played, and then obviously got hurt and I was really disappointed, and I have his number 15 Jaguars jersey hanging in my closet right now. And as soon as I saw the Bears signed him, it was like not even 6 o'clock in the morning yet when I was up going to work, and that was the first notification I read. And I think I almost scared my dad the heebie-jeebies out of him because I screamed in the back of the car that they had gotten him. And so it's just kind of that perfect combination of, you know, one of my favorite players in the league is now on my favorite team. So my number 12 Allen Robinson jersey is currently en route and being shipped. I'm debating getting an orange one too, because why not? He's my favorite. He's my guy to watch this year. I'm excited I actually get to see him for 16 games instead of the one or two games when the Jaguars are on TV that I can watch.
So based off, that's based off play, because you obviously like Allen Robinson and what he brings to the table. But what about, because he hasn't really shown himself on social media too much, his personality, who he is. What about personality wise? Who would you like to sit down and like drink a beer with?
Just talk.
And we we'll open this up to retired players too. Make it even harder for you.
That does make it harder. So I've actually just a very small backstory. I've had a lot of cool opportunities throughout the years because a family friend of ours, and now she's a former employer of mine as well. She's an event planner, and she actually used to work for the Bears at one point. So, I've had the privilege to meet guys like Dan Hampton and, Nathan Vasher. And I got to meet Hester at one point, and Tommy Harris and, Robbie Gold and a couple other guys. So, I mean, that's a tough decision. I'll keep it to the current team, 'cause there is one guy that I do really like, and that's Akeem Hicks.
Okay.
I like his social media presence. He seems kind of like that perfect football player where off the field, he's, you know, this big goofball and, you know, he's really fun to hang out with and guys gravitate to him. And, you know, he's got this kind of out there personality. And then, you know, on the football field, he's this 300-pound monster that just eats offenses alive. I remember when they signed him, I got really excited based on what I had seen him do in New Orleans and in New England. So, I think right now he's probably the guy I would try and grab a beer with outside of my boy A-Rob. I think Akeem Hicks is my pick. Just two big guys, two linemen sitting down grabbing a beer sometime would be pretty cool.
Anything else you've been preaching on your Twitter? Or with your friends, or just something you want to get off your chest. That, like, all right, this is going to happen.
Something big I've been seeing is the lack of respect for Jordan Howard.
Yes.
I mean, you talk about a guy that has been basically top five rushing in the league the past 2 years, his first 2 years in the league. He was 2 yards out of the top five, I believe, this season. And you have people out there that don't consider him a top 10 running back. And, like, I guess the whole idea with it is they're talking about, like, oh, he's a power back. He's not going to last in this league. We're in a pass-first league. Running backs are kind of dying off, especially with Mitchell Trubisky. They're going to be focusing on him. Howard's not going to get as many carries. Howard's not going to be as important with splitting carries with Tariq Cohen, too. But we saw last season with Kamara and Ingram that running backs that are splitting carries are still phenomenal. They still perform fantastic. And I think that Howard this year, he's going to prove the haters wrong again. He's going to be top five in rushing at least. And I think, personally, trying to look at it from a non-biased standpoint, if you're not putting Howard at least in your top five, maybe top three, maybe, like, that, I can see an argument for top three, but at least top five. If you're not putting him at least top five in the league for running backs, you got something going on. You're overlooking him. You're not giving him the credit he deserves. I mean, he's putting up these fantastic stat lines behind offensive lines that have been battered with injuries the past 2 years. You have your best lineman, Kyle Long, being out two consecutive years. You have Cody White here, who's supposed to be playing center. He's filling in every position. He's playing everywhere because people are getting hurt. And you have, like, even the backups are getting hurt. Now, a lot of people want to attribute that to the training staff. I don't want to get into all that. But you have the... he's running behind a battered line in a run-first offense where the quarterback, at least last year, wasn't getting nearly enough chances to show his worth, to show what he could do. And last year, he was splitting carries with Tariq Cohen. And he's, like I said, he still managed to get top five in the league. I think if Cohen wouldn't have been on the team, which would be awful, but if he wouldn't have been there, if Howard would have gotten every carry that Cohen did, or, you know, just got more carries than what he did, he would have at least been top three in rushing.
Yeah, I completely agree that he's super underrated. Yeah. I don't understand why people don't talk about him more. Like, the Bears have been hyped even, like, on ESPN and NFL. Like, people are saying that they're going to be, like, this underground team. And even with all that exposure, we don't talk about Jordan Howard more, and it drives me nuts. Like, I'm just like, come on. Like, this guy has proven himself 2 years in a row on a team that has no receiving stats at all. Like, how the heck, like, people are planning for Jordan Howard every week.
Right.
And
he's completely destroying the defenses that are planning for him.
Yeah. And so I'm super excited about what he's going to do and what they have going for this season. What's scary about this season is we've all been hyped before. Like I think it was when we had Martellus Bennett, Jay Cutler, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, and Matt Forte all back there. And so we were like, oh man, this is gonna be a great season. Like that Jay Cutler's gonna has weapons galore. It's gonna be amazing. And then nothing happened. And so I'm kind of, I mean, I know it was a coaching thing. I think that was the year that we had Mark Dressman. Yeah. And so we're hoping with Mac. I'm trying not to be too optimistic. It's the only thing. And, and just because I've been burnt before, you know, so we'll see.
Yeah. That's my biggest thing. I'm overly optimistic about most things, especially football. Football's I get it from my dad all the time. I sit and I'll talk football with my dad for hours at a time. Not even just Bears football, but football in general. Mm-hmm. And he always tells me that I'm too optimistic. Like, I've been preaching Trubisky since the day he was drafted. And my dad still isn't sold on him. He doesn't know if anything's going to happen with him because he has all these issues that my dad sees. Because, in my opinion, I know this is probably going to sound cheesy or corny or whatever, but I don't think there's anyone that understands a game of football better than my dad. And he can pick things out that I'll be watching ESPN and NFL Network and reading articles, and my dad will pick things out that even these analysts who have been working for years and years and years, and this is their profession, they'll just completely look over. And granted, it's usually small things, but I mean, there's usually still important things. Like Trubisky's footwork or his inability to find. Like last year, he had a game where he had a receiver coming wide open across the center of the field, and he threw it down the sideline and almost threw an interception. And obviously, you're not going to catch it every time, but that was like a completely blatant, anyone should have seen that type of thing. He was rolling out to the right and had a guy running to the right, and he had a guy going down the right sideline and threw it down the sideline, almost threw an interception. And then, I'm not saying anything bad about Trubisky. Like I said, I love Trubisky. I have all the faith in the world in him. I think he's going to be the quarterback to finally do what McMahon did and lead this team to a Super Bowl. Not this year, not next year, maybe not the year after, but it's going to happen. My dad just picks out the smallest little things, and he'll sit like. And even these things that he picks out, if they're not talked about, or if I hear an analyst talk about it, it'll be like a month down the road. They'll see something like, I just noticed, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be thinking to myself, hey, my dad was talking about that a month ago. You know, I'm David Miller. I'm 15, and I am a Chicago Sports Nation blogger.
My name is Ron Luce. I am currently a blogger for Blackhawks Nation as part of Chi Sports Nation. And also joining the Wagrant Enterprise team as one of four co-hosts on the Fire Away Fantasy Football Podcast coming to you this fall. A little plug. It's going to be a fun ride. I'm looking forward to it. Very thankful to Chi Sports for the opportunity and being able to talk about and write about my favorite teams in my favorite city.
So this will be the last podcast of the summer for Bears Nation Podcast, but I just wanted to say my name is Josh Lyles, and I'm a fan just like you. The Bears and what the sport of football stands for is what inspires me to do what I do for Bears Nation. If this is something you're interested to be a part of, come find us on any of our social media platforms, and as always, Bear Down.
Well, come on. Chicago.